We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Great tune.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I come the hot stepper.
What? What was that, Pete?
Great, great tune.
Normally we have Rick Harrell in this segment. He just landed, I'm going to guess, in Chicago, probably for the game, and can't join us. So we shall move on. We've got a lot to talk about here today. This game tonight, obviously the Bears and the Cowboys for Thursday Night Football, which airtime is somewhere between 7:30 and 8 tonight on 99.3 ESPN.
It's 8.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
8:02.
So
not commercials for 20 minutes before the game either. There's an actual pregame show.
So Thursday Night Football has a shorter pregame show than Monday Night Football.
Thursday is shorter than both Sunday and Monday. Sunday and Monday primetime games start at 7:30 on this station.
Yeah.
The Westwood One broadcast.
Right. But aren't they all Westwood One?
Well, like the Bucks are not.
No, I know that. I'm
all
saying
all the primetime games
Monday
are Westwood
night?
One, yeah.
But why the difference for why the shorter pregame on Thursday Night Football?
I don't know, Craig. I didn't come up with the clocks. I didn't come up with the start time. I was just told what time the coverage starts.
One of the great mysteries in life, Craig.
Yes. It is.
Why Westwood One?
I don't know the answer to the question.
Does it interfere with your schedule?
Not mine at all.
I do want to have the voice guy for Westwood One on the show one time.
I can't get my voice that deep if I try.
Nobody can. No, B, you weren't even close.
I know. I didn't say it was. That's the best. That's crazy. The close I can go.
No, I went into Ed Ogeron. No. I couldn't do it. Great voice.
Now, coming your way live, you should have heard Chris before we get back on the air singing the commercial.
Oh, the progressive song?
Yeah, you were. You want to hit that again?
One's a little too lit. Now the lights are off.
It was like a Robert Goulet, an old Robert Goulet.
It was Robert Goulet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Goulet. That's another great skit that Will Ferrell does. Another great skit on Saturday Night Live.
I still got to go back and watch that from last week.
For what?
The full Will Ferrell SNL.
Can I tell you something?
I watched the open.
Don't waste your time. I watched it.
Did they do Celebrity Jeopardy?
Not the first 40 minutes.
Really?
Gosh.
How could they not go back
and
do
that? I always
bail
after the news with Michael Che and...
Yes.
I'm never up beyond that.
How was it? But did he do anything funny? And I don't blame him. I blame the writers.
I thought it was underwhelming the whole time. And I know you liked the monologue. I didn't care for the monologue that much.
I thought the monologue was funny, but it was drawn out.
Yeah.
It was too dry. It was funny for the first minute.
Yeah.
And then he just kept it going.
Like all his movies.
Although.
Man, I really hate that I just said that.
Although. Let me back up. There is, you know, how after they do the opening monologue, and then I think they do like a fake spoof commercial.
Right, right.
Those are usually funny because they're pre-produced and thought out throughout the week. That one was funny. What should I spoil it for you? You want me to tell you what I mean? No,
did he do any of the old
sketches? Yeah, you can spoil it. I don't care.
Anything?
So he's playing a guy. There's a family around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he grabs the ketchup, which you really don't see ketchup bottles at Thanksgiving. But that's not the point here. So he squirts it. It's a half-empty bottle of ketchup, and it makes that noise that half-empty plastic bottles of ketchup make. And everybody's like, "Oh, Dad farted!" All that. Well,
that's original.
Then they start bringing in other things like the mustard and the relish and the mayonnaise, and they're making other noises.
So condiment farts
and
is what you're talking
they're
about.
They're sexually like the moaning.
He's
hitting the back
the
of
panting,
the
moaning.
A bottle. Yeah. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. But
seems a little soft.
How do you not put a Celebrity Jeopardy skit in there for him?
I don't know.
They should have done that.
But they didn't.
I blame the writers. Unless, I mean,
maybe he didn't want to do old material.
Maybe, yeah, but that's one thing that they could have. Are you kidding me? When this day
just
and age,
something
with the
from
panel
back that, in the day.
You have your Sean Connery guy and then have two other local, I mean, you know, up to date, current,
I'm sorry,
you know, people in the public life that you can make fun of.
You got to redo the cowbell, man. That's his best ever.
But that's a Christopher Walken bit.
Yeah,
bring him in. They do that all the time.
You can't bring in everybody.
No. They could have come up with something. I'm disappointed.
Like Sandler, Sandler didn't redo skits from the past, but like he
did some.
He made a clear acknowledgement.
He did Opperman.
There you go.
Yeah, he did old stuff.
He did the Chris Farley song. He did Lunch Lady Land.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lunch Lady.
Slappy Joe. Dookie George says, no old skits. Sorry. Bad Attitude Guy says, SNL is hardly ever funny.
I got to agree with you That's on that true. One.
Sarasota Charles says, Will Ferrell was definitely underwhelming on SNL.
That's too bad. Because it was so funny. Like even a couple years ago, I thought it was funny.
Chicken Salad said, suck it, Trebek. That's a line from Jeopardy.
That's a Sean Connery line.
Yeah.
And that's when he said, Sean Connery, and when he said Final Jeopardy, he had to name any number, and there was the letter V. And he's like, well, my friend, I'll tell you.
Giants fan.
That is a letter, the Roman numeral 5. Let's see what you wrote. And the V is part of the K. Yeah, and another letter that says, suck it, Trebek. It's terrible.
Giants fan said, The Office and Kenny Powers are two of the funniest shows ever. Ferrell is garbage in both. Giants fan. Mm. Ashley Schaefer of Ashley Schaefer BMW is one of the funniest characters in the history of television. Sorry, he doesn't make a lot of appearances on Kenny Powers.
No.
Or Eastbound and Down. But absolutely hilarious. The scene with him and the standoff with Craig Robinson and then Kenny Powers is one of the funniest TV scenes ever.
Dookie draws. Trent Ferguson. Was Will Ferrell in The Office? A cameo?
So he was there for like an episode or two. He was going to be one of the he was going to be Michael Scott's replacement, I think.
Really?
He was going to be Michael Scott's replacement, and they set up a blind meeting where they're supposed to meet at this hotel bar, and they meet up and they're like, hey, well, you know, they start talking. They're like, what are you doing here? They're like, supposed to meet some guy and he's late, and the other guy's saying it. And at the end of the night, they put it together.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
All right. This could be record lateness. Time now for a Sports Center rundown at 11 and a half minutes past the hour. Here's Chris.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, tonight it is Thursday Night Football starting at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. The Bears host the Cowboys, kickoff scheduled for 8:20. Some other NFL news. Odell Beckham Jr. was asked about his future with the Cleveland Browns today. He was very vague, saying who knows what the future holds. Tiger rebounded in the Bahamas today. He is tied for fifth place, just a few shots back. And there you go.
There you go.
There you have it.
All right, so we got the game tonight. Look for 2 6-6 teams. We debated earlier which team to take. Pete stayed up all night sweating which team to put Skittles on.
Really, even today, it changed. But the Dallas is going to win tonight.
All right.
Cowboys are going to win.
We spent a lot of time in the beginning of the show. I really don't want to dive into it in our loose and happy 5 o'clock hour. Tim Ryan, the 49ers radio announcer, talked about last week's game against the Ravens and said Lamar Jackson, when he was doing fakes and handing off, the dark skin on the dark ball, the dark jersey is an advantage. You can't find the ball. And he's been suspended for a game. I'll say what I said then. I've known Tim for 15 years. He's been to my home. He's helped me out professionally. I saw him just a couple months ago at the Bucks 49ers game. He's not a racist, okay? He slipped up. He's never had an incident as a player at USC, Chicago, Fox Sports, or now at the 49ers. It's just not him. He just used a poor choice of words in describing something that could have been described much simpler, quicker, and not even going there. And that's all there is to it. And in this cancel culture of firing everybody and all this, he's going to get the one game suspension, and that's it. That should be it. All right?
And like we said earlier in the show, but in case you missed it, I mean, I can't speak. I'm not I'm not an African-American or a person of color, so because we had a thing like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how does it offend you? I'm not going to even go down that road. All I know is I agree with what you said, Craig. It's just, I don't know why. He's a smart enough guy. I've been doing this a long time to know it's not the first time that an RPO quarterback has existed, and there's a lot of African-American quarterbacks out there and a lot of football out there where it's hard to find the ball. And I brought up earlier all the service academies, Georgia Tech when they played, Oklahoma back in the day in the Wishbone. How many times you see the cameraman fooled in college football?
Yeah.
When the just the service academy.
Watch an Army game. It happens.
That's what I mean. I can't find the ball.
I was the play-by-play announcer at the Citadel for 7 years. We ran the Wishbone. Yeah. All right. It took me a while to get used to not being faked out by the fullback.
So that's why I'm puzzled by why he went down that road, because maybe he should have used analogies about the academy service, about the service academies, and also about Georgia Tech or the old Wishbone, how difficult it was to follow.
You don't have to bring up anything about the color.
It was
very difficult for me up in the booth with the bird's eye view to get a view on where the football was.
Same as it was with Peyton Manning, a great play-action quarterback who was white and wore a white jersey many times. And
absolutely.
Yeah, but that was tough to follow.
We saw Aaron, the examples are countless, where you get great quarterbacks with awesome ball control. They just,
He said in his apology, first and foremost, I think of him as an MVP caliber player. So he wasn't trying to take away for his greatness or making an excuse that his greatness is because it's hard to see the ball when he holds it. So he did say that in his apology.
I haven't heard this, but 712 said that Richard Sherman talked after practice today and said that he was okay with Tim Ryan. I don't know. I don't have a quote or anything, but that's what 712 is texting in. Yeah. So anyway,
that's it for that. Spent a lot of time on it. I know Stephen A. did earlier today. I know all the morning talk shows talked about it ad nauseum today. Lebatard did a poll. Well, maybe we should have a white football. I mean, it just went on and on. So I think we've exhausted
Lebatard
it.
Lebatard was laughing at it.
Right. I think we've exhausted it.
And I think
that,
to a lot of people's credit on ESPN, I know Dominique Foxworth went on Lebatard and was like, come on, this is silly. This is a silly story. Well, the guy clearly just misspoke. Stephen A. kind of said something along the same lines.
Well, he didn't want him fired, but he said the apology means nothing to me because
he didn't know what's in his heart.
Yeah, he said the apology means nothing because he said he was forced to apologize. So your apology means nothing to him.
But I'm also telling you as a person that knows him.
Yeah, that's why I take your word.
I think this is over with.
It's
not a racist. Mm-hmm. All right, the other thing that just blew my mind yesterday, 2 days after seeing James Harden dunk a ball and it not count because the officials are blind, we see the other most popular player in the NBA last night, who's everybody's watching, have the worst travel in the history of the NBA that wasn't called. And that's saying something. LeBron James is walking the ball, and I mean walking the ball. Up court.
Yes.
Against Utah.
Through the H of the Utah on center court.
Stops dribbling, continues to take 3.5 more steps, and then continues dribbling. Says he was distracted by a collision on the baseline. Maybe the officials were all looking at the collision.
Well, one official
was. No
travel
call.
But I couldn't see from the angle. I tweeted out the video. Again, he picks it up right before the H. And I'm gonna count. He picks it up right before three steps. Yeah.
Three. It's unbelievable.
One, two, three.
Even he admitted it. And he feels bad. The official's probably going to be written up for missing it.
He gets halfway, three-quarters of the way through the eighth.
He should be written up for missing that.
I know.
That was atrocious.
I know. Absolutely he should. Hey, you know what else was atrocious last night?
The North Carolina Tar Heels.
Thank you. By the way, the Big Ten wins the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Thank you very much. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yes, because...
Wow, what do you get for that?
Purdue blasted Virginia out of the gym, too.
What do you get for that awesome
award? And Craig was giddy about Purdue winning.
I was not giddy about Purdue winning. I said I was not surprised that Purdue
you were
a tough out at home.
You were proud?
No, I'm not.
It certainly sounded
like Virginia doesn't score any points on a good day anyway.
Craig proud.
Craig had his own SEC moment last night, but it was for the Big Ten. He's up in his house going, Big Ten! Big Ten!
No, it's not
absolutely.
That. It's,
you can't Big Ten.
Yeah,
you can't because SEC is three.
Purdue to Craig is like this, kind of a cousin to him, maybe a cousin-in-law to him that, gets under his skin, but, push comes to shove, he's going to defend. That's what Purdue is like for you.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were giddy. You were.
Who were you rooting for last night, Virginia or Purdue?
The fact that you hesitated.
No, you weren't. You waited.
Virginia.
You hesitated.
What was the final score of the ACC Big Ten Challenge?
7-8 or 7-6.
So we didn't have much room for margin.
No,
so we needed that Purdue win.
One by one. If Virginia had won or Carolina had won, it would have been a tie.
Carolina had no chance of winning. You were never in that game.
We thought by 2.5. It was the first half.
It was like Michigan against Louisville. You were getting pummeled.
Oh, my
gosh. It was a 2-point game at the half.
It was 2 points at the half.
Not really.
No, exactly.
Not really.
I mean, it was, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't as close as the score indicated.
Fred Sheeman, everyone.
It was, but it wasn't.
It was never
close.
Is
that the opposite of it is what it is?
Except at halftime.
It is what it is.
You're making me defend Carolina like they played a good – they played a terrible
worst
game.
Worst home loss under Roy Williams.
Yeah, second worst in the history of the Dean Dome.
Of the Dean Dome?
Yeah.
It's the Smith Center now.
It's the Dean Dome. It's the Dean E. Smith Student Center is what it's called. Call it the Dean Dome or call it the Smith Center.
You know why it's the Student Center? To get certain tax dollars to pay for the new arena, it has to have like a classroom in it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's an old stadium. Look, coming from Texas, where they build football stadiums every day, put a classroom in it, it's a whole other tax situation. That's how you raise money.
It's because it also gets the student-athlete involved.
Yeah, just the students at that point.
You know what? I think that there are dorms attached to Doak Campbell. A handful of classrooms attached to Doak Campbell. That makes sense.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
All right, so you were rooting for Purdue. No, I wasn't. I never rooted for Purdue under any circumstance. I would have taken the tie in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. All right, so now, Chris, will you acknowledge that for the last 15 minutes we've covered sports?
Longer than 15 minutes.
We're all caught up.
Yeah.
All right, now, newly engaged guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we've got to figure
this
out.
Let's reset the tables here.
Tell our friends what happened yesterday if you're just joining.
Well, as you remember a couple months ago, a guy called in and announces that he just got engaged to a chick in, like, North Cape Coral, right?
Yes.
But he had a bachelor pad on the beach at Fort Myers Beach, which he was going to have to give up.
Works on Fort Myers Beach.
Works there.
Yes, he does.
Lived on the beach, had a great life, was tired of the commute all the way to North Cape Coral to go see her, decided to get engaged, moved in with her. We got pictures of the whole...
Went to a bachelor party at Emily Arena to see the Tampa Bay Lightning. I believe beat the Pittsburgh Penguins that night. Could not drink at his own bachelor party. Forced to drive to and from.
Didn't go to a club, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep. So Lightning won the game, which was probably the best part of the night for him, but still had to drive back.
But that was much later. But I'm mentioning it now because... Our 5:30 audience was all in on this when it happened months ago, and the phones and the texts were off the chain criticizing this guy. Guy, what are you doing? And giving up everything that he gave up, and he sounded like he was just, I don't know. So anyway, we fast forward to last night. We sign off at 5:55 whenever Chris counts me down correctly.
We need to come up with this text again officially. Can you find it again?
Well, it was last night.
All right.
And he basically said, can I change my name on the texter line from newly engaged guy to newly single guy? The engagement is off, people. We don't know why.
We don't know why.
If he's listening, I would love him to call in.
But the hashtag was it really touched me. Warmed the cockles. Or it got me. I choked up when I saw the hashtag because it said hashtag about a new house in Fort Myers, right? Something like that?
I think he's back on the beach.
Yeah, hashtag new Fort Myers beach house or something like that.
So,
But it was very authentic. It was very real to me.
Broke off the engagement, moved back to the beach, and we know nothing other than that?
So the text yesterday from newly engaged guy who is now not newly engaged guy. Oh, that's a much better name.
Not newly engaged.
Oh, and don't forget Donnie's point here. He didn't even know her middle name when he got engaged to her.
Well, that was the question I asked. I said, what is her middle name? How well do you know her? And he didn't know.
His name is not newly engaged guy. It's newly not engaged guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, he texted us yesterday at 5:53. Just so all of you know, we leave at about 5:54, 5:55 every day.
Yeah.
We get this text. Can I be newly single guy? Hashtag... New house on the beach.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. It kind of gets you right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Mad Duck in Naples, I'm trying to make what you just said about. What's his new name? Not newly engaged guy.
Not new, yeah.
Dated a lady once who had three diamonds as jewelry on, two as earring studs, one as a pendant. The one diamond was bigger than the other. I asked why. Proceeded to tell me they were all from engagement rings. She kept them.
Oh, my gosh.
She's evil.
Last date, lost her phone number, fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great call.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned earlier, I believe it is properly Emily Post type etiquette that if you are engaged and the man breaks it off, the chick gets to keep the ring. If she breaks it off, she's supposed to give it back to the dude.
But supposed to or legally obligated to?
I think legally, because it is a contract. Here, I'm giving you this ring if you marry me. That's considered a contract.
Okay.
Now, we learned also Pete Shepard has done this numerous times.
A couple before.
He's been divorced two more times than he's been engaged.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Two more times.
No, no.
No, he's been engaged.
I've been engaged I've been engaged four times.
Four times, but three marriages
married
and two divorces.
Three.
Yes.
Right?
Sorry.
Yep. So the first one, when I was very, very young, got engaged, and our careers were just going in different directions, and that's when I moved to Massachusetts from Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And she was a doll. It was amicable. Sad, but amicable. But she gave me the ring back.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah. She should have.
I didn't ask for it back. Did you
re-gift that ring to a future engagement?
No, I told you. I think my dad knew where I bought it from, knew the owner of the jewelry store. I got something back for me from it, but that was okay.
Something.
The second one was horrible.
The engagement?
No. I'm sorry. The next engagement was fine. I didn't get the ring back for that one. It was the third engagement. Second marriage. Third engagement, second marriage. That was the bad one. That was a very expensive ring.
I'm going to take a close look at Elaine's ring next time I see her.
No, hers is nice. Gosh. Hers is beautiful. And that's going on, what is it now, 8? 9.
You better get the number right.
The dog just turned 9. Chara just turned 9. We've been married 8. Right?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
That's right.
He's talking to himself.
Neither of you know. Chris didn't know the other day.
Another dog just turned 9. Anyway.
Right now, what's your upcoming anniversary?
30.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
okay,
a big one.
No, mine was 8. Mine was 8.
Mine was 6. Mine is 6.
You have your set in your phone now.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Plus, the audience is helping you. What does the Fox say? Says his name should be Dodged a Bullet Guy. I just got engaged last week, though. Side note. Well, congratulations.
Hey!
What does the Fox say?
Best of luck.
Whoa. What's her middle name?
Yeah. Find out.
What's her middle name?
Overruled says, revoke newly engaged guy's ex-fiance's invite to the texter party. We don't need the drama.
Yeah, Winnie never texted in.
Oh. By the way, Faith said she's leaving on vacation that day and can't come.
I don't think she wanted everybody to know that. Good job, Pete.
Oh, why? Don't text it in.
You know you're not supposed to announce on Facebook when you're leaving your
home. Right. Good job.
We got more we got more listeners than you do Facebook.
Oh,
followers.
Wait a second.
I don't think that was for public consumption.
Aren't the Bills family? You should get a place on Fort Myers Beach. No, it's fine.
Wow.
I'm actually moving into a new place. No, in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, but it's right down the street,
I'm moving from the 6th hole to the 5th hole.
Whoa.
I am.
Whoa, I got a question here. What does the Fox say has texted back? He was newly engaged, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the name of the woman he's engaged to?
That's her middle name. Because Pete said, what's her middle name? Kind of joking.
Yeah. Okay, that was the name of somebody that used to work here.
Dookie Drawer says, Pete watched The Irishman last night. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. It was an awesome movie. Pacino did an amazing job. I was expecting him to yell something like, she has a fat butt. Look, I think overall it was very well done. I'm saying Al Pacino's character in that movie doesn't compare to the Jimmy Hoffa that Jack Nicholson did in the movie Hoffa.
How did we get on this?
I just talked to me. Locker Room Junk's
Pete
Girlfriend.
Pete does his tangents.
I'm just reading them all. No, it's a Locker Room Junk's Girlfriend.
Oh, we got to read this. So here's what he said. All this engagement talk, this is from Locker Room
Junk's Girlfriend.
All this engagement talk has Locker Room Junk sweating. We're on our way to our 4-year dating anniversary dinner right now. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You don't celebrate dating anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. The young people
absolutely. We've been dating for 5 years or whatever.
You can say that.
Yeah.
But don't expect the guy to do something for a simple dating anniversary.
What if tonight's tonight?
Then great. Then you were going to go out for dinner anyway.
Right.
So
you gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
Right.
So Locker Room Junk's girlfriend, where's he taking you?
Yeah.
We won't announce it on air. We don't want people coming up paparazzi and whatnot. Stop. But
Pete might accidentally just blurt it out.
I'm curious to see how much money Locker Room Junk is going to throw down on an anniversary dinner.
Is this a big steak dinner? Or are we going to Arby's?
Are we
going to
get a bottle of wine or a box of wine? That's kind of the question I'm asking here.
Like Billy Joe would say in Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, bottle of red, bottle of white.
What song
all
is
all depend. Oh, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Between the two of you crooners tonight, I don't know what's
that's
going
a,
on.
Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel. That name is a classic. Oh,
yeah, but I didn't quite recognize the tune the way you were singing it.
Bottle of white, bottle of red.
Oh, I hope that's a joke, Coco Puffs.
You know.
By the way, can I say I got to say happy anniversary? If you saw my Facebook page this morning, my good friends. Johnny Mustache, we call him, but Johnny and Debbie Horrible, 49 years today.
Congratulations.
49 years
Congratulations.
Today.
That's going to ruin Coco Puff's text, who said, I just told my wife I wanted a divorce last night, and she wants to try and work it out. That's kind of a downer.
Jeez. Donnie said he asked his first wife to marry him in the middle of a JCPenney.
Wow.
And did that work? Locker Room Junk's girlfriend is texting back.
Were you getting some appliances?
Yeah, really. Or some nice jeans or khaki pants. Locker Room Junk's girlfriend says it's to their first date spot. Nice guys. All right, so yeah, they're going. It's a romantic. It means something to them. They're going to a place where they had their first date.
Five guys.
4 years ago. If it's five guys, that's, like, you know.
With two patties.
Drake fan, lock it up on the dating anniversary. That way your future wife won't have two anniversaries where she wants gifts.
No, if you're married, you don't get the dating anniversary along with the marriage anniversary.
I doubt Chris even knows his first date anniversary.
No, hang on. I know some, not mine, but they want to know, where's the first place we went to on our date?
Yeah.
Where is the first
place? Do you know the answer? And
yes,
Chris,
I do.
Do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
I'll bet you Chris doesn't.
I know the
you
answer.
Do. I believe you do. Chris can't tell you.
Well, I see what doesn't. For him, it's at recess. They met in fifth grade.
Yeah, you've never said second grade.
I think it was a Rascal Flatts concert. I think.
I don't know what that is.
No, that wasn't.
It's yeehaw. It's country music, Pete.
That's a different anniversary. Hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's the one that the guys will remember.
Oh, I totally remember that.
Yeah, you remember that anniversary.
You never forget.
Dating anniversary? Pff, who cares?
Roses and Bedroom Guy says, am I bringing Locker Room Junk's girlfriend to the Texter party, or is he?
Dopey says he'd like to know how the three of us engaged, or proposed, I should say.
I proposed, which time?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be more specific.
I proposed on Christmas Eve. Just like in her house in front of the Christmas tree.
What about people around?
No, no people around because we were going to a family event with my family and an event with her family that night. So I figured we'll do this beforehand. That way, you know, everybody at both parties can see us and all that good stuff. Only thing I regret is I didn't get down on a knee.
Yeah.
I should have gotten down on a knee. Mm-hmm. Hindsight 2020. Didn't do that.
When I approached Elaine, I called ahead to this really nice Italian restaurant in Massachusetts and they were ready to go as soon as it happened. The wait staff knew. And the only reason she got suspicious, because my Avenger power is I have a super bladder. I don't go to the bathroom. I don't need to. I don't force hold it. But
that's
it was early
romantic.
Before we started. But it was before we started. And I went fake going to the bathroom. I walked into the kitchen because I saw the chef point at me and say, hey, we got this all ready to go. So I had a fake going to the bathroom. And when I came out, I had already hidden the ring under the chair, and I got down on one knee, and the whole staff applauded. And
it
was nice. And they brought out flowers and everything else. It was very nice.
So I met my wife, even though we went to the same high school, didn't know each other. We met down here, spring break on Sanibel Island.
Lonnie Kai.
No. Sanibel. Higher.
Much higher class.
Talking about.
So years later, after dating, I flew her back down here and asked her on the beach. Boom. Sealed the deal.
You bought plane tickets for a proposal?
Did you kneel on the beach? Did you kneel? Bring a pill on the sand?
Oh, Craig's traditional. I put a lot of money. I'd empty the account that you kneeled.
You would lose. I was standing in front of her. We were at. But we were at her place on the beach where we had our
sunset
first kiss.
Right.
And I asked her there. Faked her out at sunset the night before. Dinner at the Mucky Duck. Sun's coming down.
Oh,
beautiful moment.
Beautiful.
She's expecting
yeah.
it. I'm like,
yeah.
I got to go take a picture of this sunset. And I left her at the table and went out to take the picture.
And then what happened?
I gave her, I asked her the next morning during sunrise. So there.
You were up at sunrise?
Yeah.
Correct. After a night at the Mucky Duck?
Yeah.
Oh, you have one Coors
Light.
One
Coors Light.
Bright and early.
You have
the next
Coors
day.
Light at the Mucky Duck?
Good grief.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Chris. I was only 20. I didn't drink.
Yeah, but wasn't drinking age 18 back in the day?
No, it's 21.
Are you sure, Craig Sheeman?
Well, I don't know if the rules are different in Florida, but I had an Indiana driver's license, and I got married early.
You never had a beer before 20? I didn't drink a lot as a teenager.
Well, not at an establishment.
Oh, God.
Why?
That was terrible.
I didn't have a fake ID.
No, but sometimes you just do it. You're tall enough.
I had so many fake IDs taken away.
Yeah.
I had one.
Countless.
By the way, we're late.
Got a scar on my hand from dragging a keg when I was 17 years old.
Mikey Womp Womp says, Pete doesn't need to go to the bathroom unless he's at the movies and cold shoulder Chris.
I was thinking it. Thank you, Mikey.
Grouper texts again. My first two wives, I asked them to marry me on the same date. It was April 22nd.
Oh, gosh.
Talk about Black Monday.
No.
How about Gator Nation? My wife wouldn't let me do it in front of her family, so I proposed to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
11 years of marriage later, best decision I ever made.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Is the ring from the rewards counter?
It's plastic.
He pops out of the balls, you know.
This was 1,200 tickets, sweetheart.
I played skeet ball for 10 straight hours.
Munchie machine.
Skeet ball, 10 straight hours.
We are way late. Thursday night football tonight, sometime between 7:30 and 8. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, yes! Give me some kiss!
I'm not going to kiss you, but I like
Love
the band
gun.
Kiss. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Spreading love.
What you got coming up next?
Yeah, sorry. This hour was a train wreck. Our last segment was so good that it ran late.
That was really late.
And it's literally time for
and
break.
We need to find out what record. Has happened with used to be
newly engaged guy. Yeah.
He's not engaged anymore, apparently.
Apparently he's not listening today.
Dodged a bullet guy.
Yeah, all of the above.
So newly not engaged guy.
Literally need to put this story back together.
Newly single guy.
Yeah, new on the beach.
New house on the beach guy.
Back on the beach.
Back on the
back
beach.
Back on the beach.
Back on Fort Myers.
Oh,
beach.
Mad Duck just texted that in. Let me give credit to him.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Stanley Strip Club says, hey, Chris, do you play Dak tonight or Cousins on Sunday?
Good question.
Let's check and see who the Vikings are playing.
They're playing Denver with Drew Locke's second start. Are they not?
No, Minnesota's playing Detroit. You go with Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah. Who's Drew Locke?
Even I can
yeah. Wait a second. Who's going with who's Denver playing? Damn it.
Hold on. Just
give me a second.
Tennessee? No.
Houston.
Yeah, I like Houston there.
Yeah. Way to go out on a limb.
I'm thinking ahead. That's not even on our picks.
What the hell? Yes, Houston is better than Denver.
even on my C-note NFL power rankings, the case.
I'm going. I don't know. No, I'm going by the point spread, not the Snake,
what a break.
Something here. Met my wife while she was on a double date with my sister and her husband and his best friend. My buddy and I were meeting my sister to score a bag of pot. Found out she wanted to meet me,
what?
So I arranged to meet her at my sister's house. She came with my brother-in-law's best friend and left with me.
Whoa.
39 years ago and have been together ever since.
Where's the story?
Nice.
I'm not even seeing it.
It's on 239.
At 5:42 in the afternoon on the text line. He definitely needs a nickname.
Tom Brady is Thanos texting in. Hey, guys, quick question. Am I banned? Just want to know before I ask to come to the texter party. I don't believe that I am. You are not
banned.
You are not. Tom Brady is Thanos.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't text in with defense questions. I don't care who your defense is.
Really?
But not worth start it. The Steelers over the Cowboys. Seriously, go to break.
Okay.
We won't have time for what you got.
We got what you got coming up next, a real radio segment. We apologize for the cluster today.
It's your fault.
Sheeman.
No apology necessary.
No, it's
stuff
fun.
Your sorries in a sack, Sheeman.
I don't know what that means. No, it's from Seinfeld. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, we're back on time, sort of, I think. What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Go there tonight, watch some Thursday night football. Kickoff is at 8:20. Get yourself some beer, some drinks, some wings, some burgers, and get yourself settled in and ready to go. Should be an interesting game tonight with the Cowboys and the Bears. Watch it at Twin Peaks. All their TVs there. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day in history, Walt Disney was born in 1901.
Yeah,
he's not with us anymore. Happy birthdays to Jim Plunkett, Art Monk, Eddie the Eagle Edwards. Yeah, the long jumper. And Charlie Batch.
Decent movie.
It was a good movie.
Decent.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was okay.
On this day in 1978, free agent Pete Rose signed a four-year, $32 million contract with the Phillies.
Best long-jumping ski movie ever made.
Yes.
Didn't see it.
Yes, it was. I did, and it's his point is it's the only one.
The agony of defeat. Why will the sports open?
Pete Rose, 4 years, $32 million, the highest-paid baseball player of all time in 1978. 1996, Portland's Jermaine O'Neal, 18 years old, youngest NBA player ever. And in 2008, former NFL running back and broadcaster and actor and tweeter.
Oh, Devin Booker was 17 in the league, wasn't he? Or 18 in the league, right?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, oh, no, I guess he did a year in Kentucky, didn't he? Yeah.
I don't remember. O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery on this day in 2008. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died in 1791.
My favorite.
Your favorite of the classicals?
Yes, my favorite.
He makes good music. He's not bad.
Made.
We should do
he's about to say overrated.
Mozart bump. No, he's not overrated. But now, that is a ridiculous
assertion. No, I was you were going
assertion.
To say he's overrated.
And ridiculous to think that. I mean, I like Bach, too, but Mozart's the best. We should do all Mozart bumper music someday, see how that works out.
No.
Right? A lot of recognizable tunes that relate to modern music. Sure.
Oh, sorry. Was that over the air?
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Well, remember up there, Johnny Football update? You know, was getting divorced. So
this
could become Johnny's spousal support, at least. That's wife, Bray Teresi, is saying. TMZ has obtained, as they always do, Bray's divorce petition, in which she specifically asked the judge to award her spousal support, despite separating after only 1 year, 379 days to be exact. In the docs, Bray said they got married on March 10th of 2018. And she lists the date of separation as March 24, 2019, which is interesting. And we've learned that Bray was in Bali on a girls' trip with friends on the date of the split. And Bray has publicly accused Manziel of breaking vows.
Bad. Here's the problem. She's not going to get any money out of this deal. I mean, she picked the wrong loser.
Does he have any money?
How much he's got money left.
Nobody knows how much he made in the CFL, but that could factor into it.
Ain't much.
No.
CFL.
Yeah.
Canadian Football League, remember? He went
there. No, I know what the CFL is.
You don't make money in the CFL.
I know that.
Man. All right, Chris, your Stone Cold almost pick possibly might happen pick of the night.
I have to get my parlay.
Last night gave you a comfortable win, told you to take the 2 points with the Magic facing the Suns. Suns were winning after the first quarter.
Right.
Magic went on to win by 14, which means we won by 16 if you're listening to me. Mm-hmm. I think the NFL game, I'm not going to give any lock on that one. I do have my own action going. I'll go back to the NBA tonight. By the way, 12-15 year-to-date on a one-game winning streak. I'm going to lay the 2.5 points with the Raptors at home taking on the Houston Rockets.
And again, I will give you my Thursday night parlay of the year. As promised in the 2 o'clock hour, I will tell you to take the Dallas Cowboys and over 43.5.
And
Dallas,
I'm on the Bears in the under, so.
And over.
Bragging rights for tomorrow's show.
Dallas and the over.
I've never wanted you to be wrong more in my life.
Dallas and the over.
All right, very good. That's about
easy
it.
Easy pickings.
That's about it. All right, we've got Spain and Company coming up next.
Spain and Co.
At least I think.
Get our picks tomorrow. Big day.
Lizzo?
Yeah, Lizzo. with She's, my juice yeah. and loose and all yeah. that thing Gotta that she got with that song going on.
Blame it on the juice.
Yeah, how about that? All right, that'll do it, boys and girls. Have a great night. Be back for Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Picks for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman, and I'm great. God bless America!